All right. Good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you. Another hour. If you have questions, we have answers. Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona, are taking care of this call. Vin will ask the questions, and Terry, in a trance state, will answer the questions by giving in answers by our sources from the other side of the veil, the Ra group and the Elohim group. Today it is July the 11th, 2018. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. And we are still, let's see, 5 minutes away from the hour. We wait for people to join in on the conference call, as this is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. In the meantime, I will play a song from the Eagles, Seven Bridges Road. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and somebody else joined in as well. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Jeff and Ruth in Ohio.
Hello, Jeff and Ruth. Welcome to you guys. Thank you for being here. All right. And welcome to those people that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. You will for sure go to Sacramento August 11 and 12 to see Kimberly?
Yeah. I'm planning
on it. All right. Good. I will see you then.
Oh, okay. Good. Did you make a private appointment or anything? Or
No, those were all filled up already.
Oh, okay.
And I had no plans doing such either. But I did offer to volunteer, and she emailed back. She said, let's talk over the weekend. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised to see she was coming to Sacramento.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambridge.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle.
So, Michelle, I was just talking to Jeannie regarding Kimberly coming to Sacramento. Will you be there?
No, I can't be there that time. When is that, this month or next month?
Next month, the 11th and the 12th of August.
Yeah, I couldn't go up there.
Right.
Then, are you going to be there?
Yes, I will be there for you. How does that sound?
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. The next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
All right, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, good
Don.
Evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Don, you want to grab the mic and greet the caller?
Do you have to make a call or something?
No, I have a slice of pizza waiting for me.
Just wanting to know if I want to do it. Not really.
Yeah.
Not particularly.
Say what?
Not really.
Not really. Okay, then don't. No, I just wanted to check.
Thanks for the offer, though.
All right.
I can do it.
Rudy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, are you getting better?
Yeah, still have a headache, but I'm better. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You don't have to do it, but if you want to.
Okay, I'll sit out then.
All right.
As long as you're there. Okay.
Good evening to the next caller. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Yeah, Dr. Art Franklin in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hi,
Dr. Art. Hi. Somebody else? Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from rainy Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Still in the rain. Welcome.
Yes, we're getting it. That's good.
I'm kind of jealous at you.
Oh, don't be. We pray.
I wish I had it over here.
We send it to you, too.
We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm surviving.
All right. Is it hot over there?
It is.
All right.
Not as hot as Death Valley, though, I hear.
All right.
So how are you doing?
Doing well. It's hot over here, but it's
And where
bearable.
Are you at?
In California.
In where, California?
Chico, like an hour north of Sacramento.
Oh, cool.
Yes. We did have another person joining on the call. Welcome. Please say name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, all right.
Hey, everybody. Kimberly's going to be up in your area next month. Hi.
Yes, I'm going to see her.
Oh, beautiful.
Who's going to be up there? Kimberly?
Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
Kimberly, Checkerman.
Yeah.
Where's the call?
And in the meantime, I welcome those people that are listening in on BBS. Thank you for being here. Maybe Wynn forgot to set his alarm. I think I'm going to send him a text. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi. This is Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Just looked at the Indians game. They're winning 17-0. The fourth inning.
And who's that? The Indians?
Yeah, the Cleveland Indians.
Uh-huh. My wife is at in San Francisco. What is that? Playing the Cubs.
Huh?
Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Stoner.
Welcome, Terry. How do you do?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Okay. Hi.
Do you know Wynn? Is Wynn going to be here soon?
Should be.
I know that. I was at the point of texting him.
Should have been a long time ago.
And if you wanted to submit a question, Wynn goes through the emails during the call, and he might pick your question. You can email Wynn to the address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. This is Susan.
Welcome, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Susan.
Hello, everyone.
How's your tooth?
Oh, this is the wrong Susan. I'm not the tooth Susan.
It's Susan from Toronto. However, Susan, how is your tooth?
Crooked.
Now we have tooth Susan to differentiate. That's a good one.
I should go back to saying I'm from Virginia.
Okay, one more time. The email address for questions is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome everyone that has tuned into BBS Radio online to be here. Good evening, welcome to the call. You may stay anonymous.
Hello.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Was that you who just texted? Was that you who just texted me, Harris?
Yes.
Hey, Wynn, this is Dr. Art. You're going to send me a phone number today.
Phone number?
That was for Morgan.
For a girl.
Huh?
For Morgan.
For Morgan?
Yes.
She had Crohn's disease.
Is she on the line?
Yes,
she's not.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah.
Dr. Art is hoping to get a date out of it.
Pardon me?
I said Dr. Art is hoping to get a date out of it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Did you log into the console okay today?
Yeah, no problem.
Today is Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
That's the right day.
But I had to do on Monday. I couldn't get in, and then I had to refresh my page.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's not letting me in.
Is it asking you for what do you call it? Not is it Adobe?
Pardon me?
Is it asking you to download Adobe?
No. Mm. It says your credentials do not match our records. Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello. Hi, Prudy. Is that Prudy?
No, it's Jeannie.
No, Jeannie. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Prudy's here, too, though.
Well, Chris, you just have to be on the console, okay? Because I can't,
Wait.
I can't log in.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hello, everybody. Anna Cantwell.
Hello, Anna. Welcome.
Thank
Hi,
you,
Anna.
Dharmananda, how's your healing from Kimberly holding out?
So far, so good. I wish I could get my hips fixed, though.
You know, she's going to be in Sacramento next month.
Yeah, but she won't have a laser. She has to do a laser thing with your hips.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wynn, are you ready to get going?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to mute the dings.
I'm still trying to log into the console here. It won't let me. You know, that's all right. All right. But just don't go away, guys, okay, because I can't control things.
I will stay. I'm going to mute.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Today's 7-11.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 11th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in a rainy Sedona, and everybody everywhere. And this is our call. I hate titles for things. At one point, I said, you got questions, we got answers. And I don't like it, actually, because it sounds like we know everything. And it's not really how it is. Not only that, it sounds like maybe people are supposed to give up their power, you know?
But then the other way, Wynn... You are not giving the answers they are, and they pretty much know everything.
Well, you know, even they Even they, if we act like they know everything, they know how to answer questions, so people don't give up their power, okay? Mm-hmm. But the idea that someone knows everything and can tell you things makes you think that, well, if I just had someone that would tell me, do this, do that, do this, do that, everything would be hunky-dory. And it's not the way it's supposed to work, okay? Because, I mean, even myself, who, you know, I have fairly open door, somewhat, to talk to them, I still have to make my own decisions. They never tell me what to do, okay? And, you know, a lot of times, if I ask them, they tend to be very supportive. They want everything to work, if you follow, okay?
You could name it, you have questions, we'll advise you.
You have questions, what?
We will advise you, or they will advise you.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that either.
And you, Terry?
Ask the sources.
Ask them what's a good name for the show, right?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I was saying, that was my suggestion, ask the sources.
All right, well, I could probably think of something. I just dashed that out. Now, I didn't send an email out today, and that means there's probably... Oh, yeah, now we're getting some more questions coming in. I was leaving time for the old timers, our regulars here. Is anyone new on the call tonight, Hayes?
No, not a thing. I don't think so.
No, okay. You know, I am kind of steering the ship. And do you think I know what to do? Do you think they know what to do? There is a missing ingredient here. And I'll tell you what it is. And if you guys don't get this, drum it into your head. The way things work and the way things shift is by co-creation, not from following orders. Co-creation only works when everyone comes from their own power. And now it's interesting because even in Whole Planet Healing, there is co-creation, even though I'm the center of attention, so to speak, the facilitator. People are co-creating with me their energies. And do you know, it's very interesting. There have been a couple of times when I lost it. And more than one time that I lost it, okay? But one of the ways I lose it is when somebody is new on the line And I let myself tune into them, and then I can't get untuned and tune into the group. And it leaves me kind of destabilized for the whole call. That's only happened one or two times. And the other thing is sometimes I get very tired, but that's different. And I'm always annoyed with myself, though, when I let that happen. I have to keep a certain, what's the word? I don't feel distant from you at all when we're on this call. And obviously, when we're co-creating, when we go to the higher realms and create a group energy interface, you can't do that without co-creating. But it's like when somebody is coming from a place of separation, and I let my emotions connect with that person, I can lose, and it doesn't always happen, but I can lose sometimes the group connection. And I can't get it, I don't get it back. I mean, it's always there at some level, but some levels it's higher than other levels. So in any case, I got some questions here, and you know, I might do a workshop Saturday, just myself. Well, Terry will be there, and if we decide to do a channeling, we might. But I don't want to focus on channeling. It's like I want to share. There's a lot of things that I know that are amazing that I don't usually start talking about on this call. Some of them are catalytic. Some of them, I mean, what is really going on the planet? We all know what's in the news. We know that Trump did this, Trump did that, Putin did this, Putin did that. The what do you call them? The deep state did this. And there's a certain amount of anticipation about what's going to happen next in this realm. One of the things that no one knows, which is the principal, most important thing that's happening in this realm, is the attempt by ET forces to take it over, and how they have impacted the history of humankind. And the importance of our whole planet healing call, and the importance of having more people in that call. It's probably more important than you could imagine. And I have some idea of it, and I thought I would share it and talk about some of those things. Now, some of it create anxiety. So if you don't want to know, don't do it, okay? Now, I think I'm going to do it, but I haven't sent the email out. So until I send the email out, now, guys, you ought to watch Terry, okay? She's making clickety sounds. Terry?
Oh, I'm going to mute myself. Here goes.
Okay, now don't forget you have to unmute yourself because we're channeling today, okay? And Terry's got me getting up early and going to coffee pot with her now. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
I might have getting to call better... back.
What's the matter? Terry? Hello? Okay.
Did she drop out?
Yeah. I got a feeling she didn't charge her phone. All right.
I think her words were, I might have to call back.
Yeah, I hear you say that. Okay. All right, well, I'll just keep talking a little bit about this topic, okay? You know, one of the books that has been a very interesting book that I came into this book in 2002, and I've talked about it before. It's called Voyagers 2, and it is somewhat mind-blowing. And the reason I ended up getting the book was because I was in a metaphysical bookstore in Encinitas, which is part of San Diego. And Daphne pulled it off the shelf. And of course, keep in mind, at that period of time, I was a dodo. I didn't know anything. I was I was metaphysically savvy, but even in studying Wilcock, even believing that there was such a thing as a Ra group, even wondering if Carla Ruckert's work was legitimate, on some level, Terry, are you back?
She is.
Yeah. Okay. On some level, I was just extreme neophyte, okay? And I even think, I think David Wilcock was a neophyte, okay? So I was reading this book, and it was like, I couldn't hardly understand it, okay? I mean, but I kept coming back to it. And it was talking about things that were happening in the future. And I've been watching many of the things they talked about coming about, okay? And, you know, interestingly enough, every time I pick it up, I find they're talking about all the root races. But they're talking about it in a lot of detail. And they talk about what's going on with the ETs in a lot of detail. And what's going on with ascension and the potentials in a lot of detail. And I think some of you probably may have even bought it, and you probably didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. I mean, I picked it up over and over again. And then there's David Icke. And I don't know how many of you have read David Icke. Hi, can you unmute people?
Yes. You're making a lot of noise with your mic now and then.
All callers are unmuted.
I have.
How many of you have read David Icke?
Yes,
you
know, I have.
Yeah. How many of you haven't read it? Everybody's read David Icke, huh?
No. Right. I haven't read.
We've watched his YouTube videos.
Yes, me too, Wayne.
I've seen his YouTube videos. Okay. Well, David Icke goes into...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
The reptilians. The reptilian agenda.
Have a certain book that you're talking about?
All of his books are like that, okay? But he goes into fine detail about lots of things in our reality that we take for granted that actually were nothing like they appeared, okay? And he's very studious and very footnoted, like everything from Diana's death, okay, to Hitler, to, he goes back quite a ways, making the case of the Masons, and then the most far out thing he goes into. Now, I'm not sure if he's got this right, okay? And I'll talk about it if I do this thing on Saturday. But he goes into what he calls shape-shifting, and that there are humans that have a reptilian inside them that's managing the ship, and that there are times when the reptilian comes through, and actually people have things on YouTube. If you look it up, you'll see suddenly someone has slitty eyes and scales. Somebody in front of the camera. Could be a news commentator. Could be anybody.
But it has also been in Hollywood movies, right? Where somebody's skin is ripped off and the reptilian is below it.
Well, we're talking about somebody actually suddenly starts to get reptilian characteristics, okay? On a picture, not through artificial means, but actually shifting so they look different, okay? And, you know, part of this is that the reptilians were here a very long time ago. And on some level, they think, this is our planet, okay? In any case, I would have to put together what I'm going to talk about. But for those of you that have been following the calls, this is like stuff that I usually can't talk about in a channeling. I have to find it out for myself. If I'm up against the wall, I might ask a question. But I have to get Terry all prepared, because what happens is...
Yeah, I don't want to go into it.
When I ask a question, you know, Terry goes to where the question is. And then she starts picking up all of these weird energies. But Terry's back, so let's go through our questions for today. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we invoke a group energy that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now? And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We clear all of the negativity or wall of the lines at this point. And we come to you in positivity. If we ever say anything that does not make total sense, disregard it as it does not apply to you at this time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Bonnie Tenners. I would like to ask about our friend Oscar Heider, who passed several weeks ago. He came to the depot every day and is missed by many. I send him my love light, and I hope he is doing well. And thank you so much for this rare and sacred opportunity. I love you all. And Bonnie didn't say this, but, you know, I want to suggest that sometimes you guys can do an intervention, sometimes, with someone on the other side that makes things go better. And I really think she means for that to happen. So I would like to add that, if that's okay.
Thank you. I turn it over. Oscar is hanging around the depot, and he is missing everybody. We send him love light. He will eventually find his own way, but the depot means so much to him and his friends there. He is seeking to take part. We send him greetings, which he gets. Thank you.
Thank you. Valerie from Livermore, and she has a serious question. I'm coming to find out that maybe I am here to break the chain of inappropriate sexual actions within my family bloodlines. Can you give me some guidance on how I could possibly accomplish this? I thought about writing a book, but I don't want all the world to know our laundry. But maybe I should, for the sake of others. I would appreciate some great advice from you all.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We do see that this covers something very personal. And the first level of working with it is to look at it exactly the way it is and who has been involved. And the chain that has come down over the generations. It is going to be up to you whether you bring up this in book form or another form. It is not necessary to publicize it in order to bring it up or to correct it. In fact, if you spread out the information, it then rests with more and more people, and it is more difficult to clear. So privacy can be of utmost importance. Privacy that the individuals involved would appreciate and have not wanted to share in the past. It has been a chain passing down from one person to another, which has made it hard to clear, but publicizing it may simply magnify the number of people that are looking at the problem. So we suggest, first of all, that you, within your own self, view the issues and clear them within your own self, and then clear them between you and the individuals and your family involved. Thank you.
I'd like to ask a question. I don't know if Terry's headset is far from the phone, because she is breaking up.
Well, it sounds like there's bubbling.
When I listen
to you talk, it's like bubbling.
Yeah.
You're breaking up.
How's the
I do hear it on my...
What's that?
I do hear it on my end. I suppose
you know
I can go back on the straight line where I pay a penny a minute. Okay, I'll call back.
Am I breaking up, Hayes?
No, you sound good. But you have now and then, you're moving the microphone.
You know what? You're breaking up a little bit. Maybe it's on the line, okay?
And it must be on your end, because I hear you well, and also Terry, I hear her well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's me that's the problem. Okay. Just a moment. So Terry was not breaking up.
She was not.
In other words.
Okay, I'm not on the backup number anymore. It's the backup number that is breaking up.
Yeah, and right now I hear you. That's good.
I think it's me that's breaking up, Terry. And it's making everyone else sound broken up. Okay, I'm sorry.
You aren't breaking up now. You're good.
I am breaking up. I'm good now?
You're good
okay.
now, yeah.
Okay,
and then for me, it has changed. Right now, Terry is breaking up, and she was not before.
Okay.
I'm breaking up now?
Yes. It's not too bad. It's just a little, you know, little glitches, tiny glitches.
Well, I think we're just going to have to work with it, because I don't know how to fix it, okay? So if any of you are having trouble, just hang in, and we'll get through it. Okay, let's bring the light back in. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light. We ask for the clearing. We ask for the protection. We ask for the Christed energy. And I want to ask a question. And my question has to do with... Sometime back, Daphne was saying that she was seeing there was going to be two suns, And many people say there's going to be two Earths. There's going to be the Earth that of the people that graduate and the people that don't. Could you give some clarification of those two things?
Just a moment. We do not see at this point that there will be two suns, and we see the Earth people as united and coming together.
Thank you. In other words, there's enough positive potential that we're going to make it through this.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, thank you. A question from Jeff and Ruth, who had a question. They are in Rolla, Missouri. And they had an incident with our work truck for our company a few weeks ago. And for our own curiosity, and because of our personal skepticism, can you tell us anything about it? Specifically, what happened to our vehicle? And were there any outside forces, Elohim, angels of the light, who were keeping it going until we got home? Okay, now, I asked her to make more explanation about what happened, and she said that she wanted, in so many words, that you should know what happened.
Thank you. We see that your prayers and your intentions were vital in keeping it going. And angelic forces were working with you to keep the truck together until you were able to reach safety.
Okay. Now, of course, she's thinking, but they weren't really specific.
We do not like to prove ourselves.
You know, I'll tell you, Ruth, that there have been so many times on these calls where information came through that was extremely specific into a situation, but it never came through when someone was trying to make them prove themselves. You know, there's an aspect of this, and this was in the raw material, you know. It's kind of like if they prove themselves, to know everything in specificity. It tempts people to ask lower level questions, psychic type questions, that don't really, how can I say it? That seem to take away the mystery. And there is a mystery, and I think there's a mystery on purpose. We have seen things that I couldn't believe happen. We have seen specific situations happen. I mean, the endless calls and observing and observing, eventually, it becomes obvious. You know, I said with my sister, when she had that healing, I said, well, was that a coincidence or was it not a coincidence? They said, can you help my sister? And they said, yes. And then she was supposed to die the next day, and she didn't. And then 3 weeks later, she had to go in for tests, and the cancer was gone. And the nurse said, there's something wrong with the test, because her lupus disappeared. And at that point, I had to say, uncle, you know, that I couldn't, lupus never disappears. And then when I asked them, they said, well, they just projected a filter into her blood, and they filtered the lupus out. Now, that was pretty amazing. Now, does that happen all the time? No. It happens somewhat often with Kimberly, okay? And when I asked why that, I'm giving you some examples of how it works, because I ask a lot of questions. And, you know, when my sister had that healing, it had to do with, through Daphne, okay? And we do have healings on this line. We do. But it's usually without any fanfare, okay?
Sometimes they come up with very, this is Terry, sometimes they come up with very specific information, but it has something to do with the intention of the person who is asking.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the need to know.
Yes. Now, let me see here. D in Xenia, Ohio. Can I use meditation to develop my psychic abilities, such as intuition, for example? I'm just learning to meditate, and I'm working on blockages. Will this open me up to psychic attacks? I am a wanderer, but yet I feel I'm just scratching the surface. I've experienced astral projections, felt and seen spirit on the other side, deja vu, UFOs that I believe were positive. Street lights go out or come on when I approach them. Any advice would be wonderful. D. And D, I'll just say one thing. You know, it's not good, in my opinion, okay? Now, they may say something else. But it's not good to strive for psychic abilities. Psychic abilities, it's better for them to come in because you learn how to become one with other people. You know, when you have empathy and you really are with somebody and your energies come together, you can't help but sense all kinds of things about that person. And there's no sense of power in it. It's just out of loving energy. In the way that people think of psychicness, they think, well, I know everything, and I can tell you what's going on, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And in my opinion, it's a matter, when you become one with people, you become psychic with them. But you can't even tell them, because it would violate their own free will, probably. You know, people don't want to be seen. And so if you're seeing someone when they don't want to be seen, you have to keep your mouth shut, or you'll get in trouble. Let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Staying in the now and meditating will help you. Your extrasensory perceptions can come about by the seeing of an extending past your own sensory projections, the sound, the sight, the feelings in your life. As you become more aware, then you can sense more, sense further vibrations, and you can learn more and more about what is available to you. You already are in touch with your surroundings in a higher way, with your ability to turn off streetlights or on streetlights. So just keep in the now and keep your meditation skills growing, and you will have more and more abilities develop.
Thank you. You know, I remember Terry and I were in Carlsbad one time, and we were sitting at a restaurant, and I think I did a talk there, and the waitress was coming over, and I just kept tuning into the waitress, and I remember saying, is your father a cop? She looked at me and she said, yes, you know. And do I know how I did that? I mean, somebody would say I was psychic, but I just was in her consciousness for a moment, and I could feel it, and I don't understand it, and I don't want to understand it. That's like part of the mystery. But as you are in the now, and your consciousness merges with the things around you, you get impressions, you know?
Yes.
And the impressions, if you want to call it psychic, call it psychic. But that's a lesser way of describing it. It's like suddenly I'm you, and if I'm you, then thoughts flow through my head of being you for a brief instant. And if I say it, I'm surprised myself how often I'm correct. But I don't strive to be psychic. I don't strive for it. It would be like a power. And it's like, that's all. I think we went through all the questions. Let me see here.
It's time to go, Ben.
It's time to go. I just want to say, Rich Buckley, I know you asked that question before. Ask it once more, okay? And I'll ask it, okay? And let's see. And Don, also your question about global warming, you can ask that. I think, I'm not sure there's such a thing as global warming if we really ask, but we'll ask it next week, okay? But make sure you resubmit it. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. We will see you there momentarily. And Hi, give the number in case anyone new is on the line.
Yes, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. Or go to hopeplanethealing.com.
Okay. And we'll see you there in just a moment.
Your conference recording has stopped. All callers are unmuted.
See you at Whole Planet Healing, guys. Much love.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Goodbye.